Hello, and welcome back to the Meditation for Depression series. I do hope you have been able to implement the techniques we've reviewed into your daily life, becoming more of an observer of your thoughts and emotions, and thus able to rest more in your natural state of peace and joy. Keep in mind that your endeavor to replace negative thoughts can take time, as some of those thoughts that have created the feelings of sadness may have been formed many years ago, perhaps even in childhood. You've been riding the roller coaster of your thoughts and emotions so long you no longer notice. But the real you, the one in the present moment who isn't these thoughts, is ready to be in full control. You're making genuine progress in this mission, which is commendable. You're learning about depression and how meditation and mindfulness can minimize it. Congratulations. Now, as depression often occurs when we attach judgments or meanings to thoughts and beliefs, we are now going to go even deeper. Yes, we're still going to practice noting thoughts and letting them go, but we're also going to use a popular concept in psychology to bring healing and integration to the negative thoughts or beliefs you picked up in the past. This is known as inner child healing, and while it sounds like mumbo jumbo, it can be quite effective in helping those who struggle with depression to address trauma or neglect from their past. That negative energy that began building up way back then can simply be beckoning you now to really take a look at it, process it, and integrate it into your energy field. Now, we'll be using a guided meditation to help you get in touch and reconnect with your inner child. Let's take 3 slow, deep breaths, just like the previous meditations, counting to 4 as you inhale and to 5 as you exhale. Remembering to completely relax every part of your body as you exhale. Now bring your attention back to your natural breath. I want you to look around, observing your surroundings. Listen to the sounds. You feel calm. At peace, just resting in the glory of your true self. Spend a few moments here in peace, using the noting technique if thoughts arise. Now, for a moment, let's close our eyes. Keep in your mind your vivid surroundings, but now, off in the distance. Imagine you catch a glimpse of something, someone. Moving toward you. You focus a bit harder on who it may be and notice that it's a child. As the child gets closer to you, you notice that this child looks just like you when you were young. You realize that this child is you. It's you when you were just a youngster of maybe 3, 4, or 5 years old. Your heart leaps with excitement, making eye contact. Both of you recognizing each other. Little you is smiling big, very happy to see you, and starts running carefree toward you, finally jumping up into your arms where you hug each other tight. It's been so long. This little child, so precious and lovable, now so close to your heart and soul. After a few moments, you sit down, and your little self sits in your lap. Your little self begins talking to you. I've missed you so much. I'm so glad to be with you, but I have to tell you something, and it's not easy, you say. I've been hurt a lot over the years, and I don't understand why. I've faced things little children should never face, and I had no one safe to go to for help. So I just stuffed it all and put on a happy face. But I wasn't happy about some things. I felt abandoned. I felt unloved. I felt unsafe. I felt ashamed. And I don't want to feel this way anymore. These wounds, they just don't disappear on their own. Please, can you help? You see your little self, shoulders slumped, head down, teary-eyed. Your heart breaks as you feel their pain. You feel the aloneness, the fear, the confusion. Then, with utmost sincerity, you begin talking to your little self. Hey, I want you to know that I'm so sorry that you had to go through so many awful things. I'm sorry that other people hurt you. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I'm sorry that you had to go through abandonment, trauma, abuse, confusion, pain, neglect, and more. You did not deserve any of that, and there's no way you could have known how to cope with it. I'm sorry that I was not there to protect you, but you made it through. Somehow, you did, and that is a big deal. You are the most courageous soul I know. Your younger self is looking at you with wide eyes. You continue speaking. And now, I want you to know that I am here for you. You don't have to carry all those wounds around anymore. You don't have to run the show anymore. I am. Me, as an adult, I'm inviting healing to come to wash away the hurt, to restore all that has been lost. I am committing to be there for you and protecting you. You can know that you are safe and oh so loved. Your younger self is smiling so wide, beaming. Listen, I want you to know the truth of who you are. You are an absolutely beautiful person. You are unique. Lovable. You're worthy of unconditional love, and I love you like that. I love you without conditions. You are worthy of all of the effort, and I celebrate you today and every day. Your little self is now looking right at you, smiling still, looking relieved. Thank you. I believe you. And your little self gives you the biggest hug you've ever received. Then, the two of you stand up and you both start laughing. Hard. You notice your little self instantly playful, laughing, and running around carefree like happy children do. You watch your little self with excitement, feeling just as carefree, knowing that you are now aligned with your true self, knowing that old wounds are healing. It feels amazing. This freedom, that is. This unconditional love. Now, give your little self a hug, holding on for several seconds. Now see your little self just melt into you, into the core of your being. You feel lighter, more at peace, more centered, as bringing your inner child into your present moment is allowing you to heal at deeper levels emotionally, inspiring you to move forward in life with excitement and courage. Now slowly bring your awareness back to your body, feeling your weight against the ground or chair. If you want, you can wiggle your toes or fingers as you become more alert of your immediate surroundings. Slowly open your eyes and notice how calm you feel. Take one more long, slow breath in, out. Nothing but peace right now, in the moment. It feels good, this peace, this joy. Now, remember that you can visit your inner child anytime you want. Nurture him or her. Let your inner child know that he or she is safe, loved, and provided for. This helps to continue to heal any old wounds and integrate stuck energy into your energy system, helping you feel more at peace and more joyful. The past isn't your fault. You didn't have a choice. You can't change it. But you can acknowledge this and let the present you, a powerful, capable, smart person, be there to take the torch to build a future this little one could only dream of. Now, as we close this meditation time, congratulate yourself for taking the time to just be, to nurture yourself, and to continue to heal and grow as you go about your day and week. Remember to be mindful, continuing to use the noting technique as thoughts come. If you look negatively at your past, give yourself a mental hug and move on. As you live a mindful life, you'll notice that depressive thoughts and feelings are decreasing, and you're feeling at peace more and more, and that will feel good. See you soon.